Get out of that trash! Run!
Well, as you can hear, there's a lot happening today down Gilead Lane.
It's raccoons down in the yard!
Aw, not them again.
Are they messing up our yard?
I'm not cleaning it up this time.
Me neither. I'm going to the park tonight.
Mrs. Richter, I thought the decision was to leave things as they are with Grace.
Well, you thought wrong. I don't want Maya around her.
And she isn't to see the Morrisons either?
No. People are getting too nosy, and I won't have my daughter exposed to their deception.
Well, who will take care of things here, at the bed and breakfast? Am I now to be nothing but a babysitter?
You'll still be working here most of the time.
How is that possible? You trust Maya to stay away from the Morrisons and Grace on her own?
Most of the time, Maya will be keeping busy in one of the many activities I have enrolled her in for the summer.
But I will be gone from the bed and breakfast more than usual.
Yes, Blanche, and since the work here isn't that difficult, Brooke and Becca will be taking care of things while you're away. If necessary, you can always come in the evenings.
Of course. What about Mr. Richter? Is he in agreement with this new plan?
Mr. Richter is none of your concern. You just do as you're told.
Maya, go to the right!
All right.
Oh, not the left!
Almost.
He's almost
got you! No, don't keep going!
Hear it.
Oh, Maya.
Not again, Mikey. Can you please switch to freeze tag?
No, you may not, Maya. You're to come with me.
Miss Kopeck, what are you doing here?
Like I just said, I've come to pick you up.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure I really know why, Maya, but you're to come with me. Now, let's go.
But we were just going to go to Grace's.
Then it is a good thing I'm here. Come along, Maya.
Okay, but where are we going?
To the mall. Your mother seems to think that should keep you entertained.
Are you sure you have the right daughter?
Yeah.
Just come on.
Maybe we should move into the city.
Raccoons aren't picky, honey. They eat city trash too, you know.
But maybe Brooke's right. Maybe it's because we live so close to the woods.
I'm afraid it's because we live so close to our trash can, and I don't think there's anything we can do about that.
Well, we've got to do something.
Yeah, I don't want to clean up trash all summer.
Get out of here.
And we can't have our yard looking like that all summer. What will people think of us? It'll be too embarrassing to even have Jessica over.
Maybe these raccoons aren't all bad. Now, Michael, you could learn a thing or two about the rewards of work.
Didn't know we got something for cleaning up that mess.
That isn't what I meant, Michael James. And Haley, these raccoons just might teach you not to worry so much about what people think.
It does look pretty bad, Mommy. Do you really want our yard looking like that?
Well, not particularly, no.
Well, I am really sick of shoveling up coffee grounds.
Yeah, and slipping on potato peelings.
Timmy, honey, are you all right? I didn't know you fell.
I think I'm okay, but I don't think I like those raccoons very much.
Listen, I know it's not fun cleaning up after those little creatures, but that's no reason to start complaining. I'm sure we'll all be able to...
I've just about had it with those raccoons. If I have to pick up one more half-eaten apple core, I'm going to... Oh, great. Now, what's so funny here?
I was just telling the kids that our raccoon problem is no excuse to go around complaining all the time.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I...
So thanks for your help, John.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
No, you may not go to the Morrisons. You've got riding lessons this morning, and then Miss Kopeck is taking you somewhere for lunch.
What about this afternoon?
I've enrolled you in tennis lessons for the afternoons.
Oh. How many lessons am I taking this summer?
As many as is necessary.
When am I ever going to have time to see the Morrisons?
There's Blanche now. Don't keep her waiting, Maya. We'll see you at dinner.
Ah!
Good morning, Mary.
Well, good morning. You seem happy.
Oh, I am. I do believe our raccoon problem has been taken care of.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm afraid city living got the best of him.
What?
He was hit by a car out on Main Street.
You mean she?
Well, how do you know it was a girl?
Oh, John. She had babies.
Oh, what?
Well, have you decided what you want to order yet?
Oh, no, I'm not sure.
Well, you better hurry. The waitress should be coming back any minute.
Okay.
What's so funny?
Well, I was just wondering where the name Chicken Fingers came from. I mean, chickens don't really have fingers, do they?
No, I guess they don't. It is a rather silly name, isn't it?
Yeah, and what about buffalo wings?
Yes, that is a little odd, too.
Sure is. And hot dogs?
You know, they used to be called Frankfurters.
Frankfurters?
We ready to order, ladies?
I think we may need a few more minutes.
No problem.
And Lauren's at a party today with her family, so she couldn't make the meeting. How about Luke and Becca, Brooke?
They're on vacation this week with their dad.
All right, got it. And Anna, you're here.
This is the first attic meeting you've been to, huh, Anna?
Yeah, but I should be able to come from now on. I normally have gymnastics meets every Saturday, but we're done for the summer.
Hmm, cool.
That'll be nice.
Well, I didn't know you were in gymnastics.
We'll have to get you all caught up.
All right. And what about Maya?
I don't know. She was supposed to be here, but I haven't heard anything from her since Ms. Kopeck picked her up at the park yesterday.
What's going on? Are they trying to keep her away from Grace again?
I don't think so. Mr. Richter picked Tiffany up from the quarterly today, and he didn't seem weird at all.
Really?
Yeah, he said hi to me and everything.
Huh. What about Mrs. Richter? She could be keeping Maya away from Grace.
Good point, Timmy, but I saw Mrs. Richter today at the B&B, and she seemed pretty normal. Ms. Kopeck's been acting pretty strange lately, though. In fact, she was hardly in at all today.
Who closed up? Mrs. Richter?
No, she had Becca stay to do it.
Well, Ms. Kopeck was the one who picked Maya up at the park yesterday.
True.
What's that noise?
What noise? I don't hear anything.
I do. It sounds like kittens or something.
Yeah, I think it's coming from outside.
It's raccoons down in the yard!
Aw, not them again.
Are they messing up our yard?
I'm not cleaning it up this time.
Me neither. I'm going to the park, too.
No, you guys, I think they're babies.
Raccoon babies? How adorable!
All alone?
Come on, let's go get them.
Yeah, come on.
I'll get a box for them.
I'll get a blanket.
Wait, I've always wanted a pet.
Guys, wait, we should check with Mom and Dad first.
Can fetch like dogs?
I don't know, Mikey, but we better not touch them until we tell Mom and Dad.
Yeah, they eat our trash. Maybe they want to eat us.
I don't think we need to be afraid of that, Timmy.
Well, you never know.
Boy, that's right. You never know.
Oh, Dad, I've always wanted to keep
Whoa, hold on, gang. Just hold on a minute here. These are wild animals. We can't just domesticate them overnight.
Domesticate?
It means we can't keep them, Timmy.
But, Dad, they're orphans.
Yeah, I know that. But that doesn't mean that,
we can keep them forever.
Mary, are you suggesting that we keep those animals?
Now, Dad's right. These raccoons are wild animals, and they need to be able to live in the wild. But it's obvious that right now they aren't able to do that on their own.
Now, the vet
will know where we should bring them so they can be properly taken care of.
That's right. The vet.
Is the vet open this late on a Saturday?
No, I don't think so, Brooke. Which is why we'll have to give them the best home we can.
Oh, that means we can keep them.
Just for the weekend.
You kids hear your mom? This is only for the weekend.
Yeah, we know, Dad. Can I keep them in my room?
Oh. Fine with me.
Haley, they should be in a boy's room. It's more outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy?
I think they'll be able to tell the difference between a real tree and a Lego tree, Mikey.
I'll go on the internet and find out where the best place for them is.
That's a good idea, Justin. Remember, this is for the raccoons' benefit, not for our fun. Okay, you guys?
Okay.
All right. I gotta go.
Well, you certainly made their day, Mary.
Oh, I thought it might be educational, but now I'm having serious second thoughts.
No. You were right. Oh. Well, we can't just leave them on their own. But I do think we may have to remind the kids of the vet trip.
Yeah. I thought raccoons were bad.
Well, Timmy, I didn't even know you were still out here.
But aren't they bad? I mean, they eat our trash and make a big old mess, and we have to clean it up.
Well, that's true, Timmy, but these raccoons need our help.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? We go inside, and we'll see what Justin's finding out.
Okay.
Since Ms. Kopeck has Sundays off, may I go over to the Morrisons today?
I don't know what Blanche has to do with anything, Maya, but as far as I'm concerned, you can go to
the upstairs and get dressed for family day.
What?
Family day?
Since when do we have a family day, Monica?
Since today. We are a family, aren't we? Why shouldn't we have a family day?
I don't know exactly what you've got up your sleeve, Monica, but whatever it is, I don't have time for it right now. I have obligations to fulfill. I'm already late for my golf game, and you and I are meeting the Smiths for dinner tonight.
Well, Tom, you can feel free to do as you please, but the rest of us will be spending the day together as a family.
I'll be back in a few hours to take care of some paperwork in my office.
Yeah, I'd love to stick around and play board games and do the family bonding thing all day. But I have to get to the mall. I'm meeting some friends there.
Yeah, I'm afraid I've got obligations, too. See ya.
Bye.
Well, I'll call Blanche. No one else has a day off. You can spend the day with her.
I thought we were spending the day together, Mom.
It was to be a family day, Maya. And the family seems to be occupied elsewhere. So Blanche will have to take care of you for the day.
Can I hold them now, Haley?
There's three more. Why don't you hold one of those?
Because that one's my favorite.
Harry's your favorite? I like Marjorie best.
Harry? Marjorie?
I named them. How would you like it if people went around calling you that one?
Okay, well, if Marjorie's your favorite, can you hold her and let me hold Harry?
I guess.
No, he can't, and neither can you.
Hey!
What are you doing, Justin?
I'm putting him back in his cage.
Why?
Because I read on the internet that it's important to minimize human contact. Otherwise, they won't survive in the wild.
We're not really going to let them go, are we?
They're almost old enough to be on their own. The shelter probably won't even keep them for very long.
But we could give them a good home here. They'll never make it out there without their mom.
Haley, didn't you hear what Justin just said? They're almost old enough to be on their own anyway.
Hey, what's going on out here? Timmy and I just came out to find out how our little charges are doing.
Fine, I guess. It's hard to tell when you can't even touch them.
What? Mom, we're not supposed to touch them a lot. It could compromise their survival. We shouldn't even be talking this loud around them.
Oh, well, if that's the case, we should definitely leave them alone. But it is hard not to hold them, though. They're such cute little things.
Mommy?
Yes, Timmy?
Do you think these raccoons will still eat our garbage?
Well, I hope they stay in the woods where they're dropped off, but if they ever have the opportunity, yes, they would probably eat our garbage.
But we fed them and took care of them.
That doesn't change the fact that they're raccoons, honey. And food is food.
Hi, Ms. Kopeck.
Hello.
What are we doing today?
Well, first I have to pick up my suits at the cleaners. Then we'll be going to the grocery store. I need to pick up some supplies for the bed and breakfast. After we drop those off...
Ms. Kopeck?
Yes?
Well, don't you want to do something fun together? We could go to the beach.
Maya, I am an adult, and adults have things they need to take care of. I can't always be gallivanting all over the countryside catering to your every whim.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. Ms. Kopeck?
Yes?
Do you think we might have time to stop at the Sunrise Grill again for lunch?
Yes. I think we can squeeze that in.
Cool.
So anyway, I really don't understand why you're here. I know you're just going to grow up and dig in our trash anyway. And you'll make a big old mess and we'll have to clean it up. So, I don't really know why we're trying so hard to save you.
Hey, what are you doing, buddy?
Just talking to the raccoons.
Oh, it sounds like fun, but, I thought Justin said it's best if they don't hear our voices too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we go over here and talk to each other instead, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Something on your mind, Tim?
Kinda.
Yeah? Well, you want to talk about it?
Daddy, why are we helping the raccoons?
Well, because they need to be helped, son. They can't quite make it on their own yet.
But all they are is mean to us.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Seem that way? We wasted a whole Saturday cleaning up after them.
Oh, well, I don't know if it was a whole Saturday, Tim.
Most of it.
Timmy, let me ask you something. Let's say that when you go back to school in the fall, there's a new little boy there, right? And, well, he isn't very nice to you.
Is there really going to be somebody like that, Dad?
Well, no. I hope not. But let's just say there is.
Okay.
Okay, now, even though he's mean to you, you would still need to be nice to him, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And no matter how someone treats us, we're still told to show kindness and compassion to them.
Because we're supposed to try and be like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. It even tells us to be kind to animals in the Bible.
It does?
Oh, yeah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10, I think. A righteous man cares for the needs of his animal.
Wow. Yeah. So that's why we have to be nice to the raccoons.
That's right. They're God's creation, and, they're hurting.
They are?
Well, I'm sure they know something's wrong. Their mom is gone, right? And they're in a different environment.
You mean they're scared?
Yeah, probably a little. And if we weren't taking care of them, they might not be able to survive. Now, listen, I'm not saying that the raccoons are the same as people, but they are a good example of how we should show compassion to others, regardless of how they treat us. And when people are hurting, they should be even more willing to show them that compassion, too.
Dad?
Yeah?
Maybe we should go inside. I think the raccoons can still hear us. And Justin usually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that, Tim. Let's get inside then.
I'm warning you, Maya. I've heard quite enough about the Morrisons and Grace.
Won't you even tell me why I can't see them?
What does it matter? Nothing I can say will affect your opinion of them, will it?
If you mean, will I think they're bad if you say so? No.
And nothing you can say will change my mind about them either. Now, you'll spend the day with Ms. Kopeck as usual.
Ooh, I haven't seen rain like this in ages. Is she all right?
If you do your job, she will be.
I don't believe I understand. Why is she so upset?
No new reason and nothing for you to worry about.
Well, I have a right to know.
This situation is none of your business, Blanche. Now, I suggest you get back to your duties.
Maya, your daughter is now simply a duty?
I suggest you keep your parenting advice to yourself. That will be all, Blanche.
So, Maya, what would you like to do today?
It doesn't matter.
You didn't seem to think that yesterday. I'm sure you'll at least want to have a say in where we eat lunch.
You can pick today.
Well, are you going to talk about it or just pout about it?
What do you mean?
Maya, something's obviously bothering you. And I don't think you're going to have the chance to tell anyone but me anytime soon.
Well, I just really miss the Morrisons and Grace, and I don't understand why I can't see them.
Well, I didn't know my company was that bad.
No, Miss Kopeck, it's not that. It's just that the Morrisons, and especially Grace, well, they listen to me and they care about me just the way I am. They're not like other families.
Other families?
I mean, I love my family, but I don't know. I don't really know if they love me.
I see.
I mean, I just don't think they understand it.
Love?
Well, yeah. Ever since I became a Christian, I'm totally different inside. And I just wish they could have that too. Our family could be so good, Miss Kopeck.
I'm not so sure about that, Maya. But things could be better for you.
Where are we going? Why are we turning around?
I'm dropping you off at the Morrisons, Maya. I have something I need to take care of.
You'll have to come back again to find out what's going to happen to those tiny raccoon babies. They're so cute. But oh, more importantly, what's going to happen next to Miss Kopeck? Maya's compassion towards her seems to really be opening her heart just a little. Of course, our best example of showing endless compassion to the weak is Jesus. In his time here, he didn't just hang out with the rich or the powerful. Oh, no. He didn't spend his time just talking to religious leaders either. Most of the time, we hear of Christ sitting among the sick, the poor, and the needy. You could say these people would be odd company for a man who was the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. Jesus fed the hungry, he healed the sick, and taught everyone who would listen about his plan of salvation. He lived out that compassion as an example of how we should treat others. This week's episode, Free for All, Part 1, was written and directed by Sarah Osinski. Production engineer was Andrew B. with music by Steve Wick. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. Down Gilly Lane is produced by CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Hey, send us your letters or prayer requests to P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or you can go online at cbhministries.org. I'm Jacob. We'll see you again next time down Gilead Lane.